Good morning. Welcome to our guests today. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. Always makes me think every year on St. Patrick's Day of my friend, Father Lambert Green. He was a very famous Irish priest. He was a priest for over 70 years in Alabama. I once went to go see Father Lambert and I said, "You know, Father, I'm not Irish." And he said, "Ben, nobody's perfect. It's okay." So he had some Irish whiskey. He's a wonderful priest. He said he quit retiring because they kept giving him more work. Poor guy. You know, it may come as a surprise to many of us, but when somebody gets closer to God, they see the humor in God. Mother Teresa said that as we get closer to God, we see that God has a beautiful, beautiful sense of humor. In fact, if we look at the lives of the saints, it's really funny, actually, because one of the threads that goes through all the saints' lives is they can laugh. They can laugh. You know, people, they look at the saints, and we're kind of used to these statues, right, where we think they're kind of these dour, sour people that just were not happy. It's the opposite. Most of the saints had a wicked sense of humor, man. They were hilarious, so many of these guys. Aristotle, for his part, 300 years before Jesus was born, Aristotle said that when somebody can laugh at themselves, they have what he calls strong moral character. The way we would describe that, you ever heard this phrase, self-deprecating humor? Anybody ever heard that? So self-deprecation is very different than running oneself down. That's not good, right? But when somebody can laugh at themselves, that's a sign of moral character. It means they don't take life quite so seriously, right? But when somebody's really insecure, they get very threatened by that, right? But when they can kind of poke fun at themselves, they're like, it's okay. I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect. It's really a beautiful thing we learned from the saints. You know, so we said this coming Tuesday is whose feast day? St. Joseph. So you ever heard this thing in the Catholic world, if you bury the statue of St. Joseph, you sell your house? Don't you know Joseph in heaven is like, wait, what? Like, where did this come from? Poor guy. He's like, I'm not getting commission on all these little statues, right? But you know, Saint Anthony is in heaven going, why do you people keep losing things? I don't know. So, when I've maybe shared with some of you this story, but I had 2 weeks to sell my house before I went in the seminary and get to the seminary. 2 weeks. So my mom was like, look, you better bury that statue of Joseph. And I was like, okay. So, you know, bury the statue and dig it up, put it in there. And so the next day I was mowing the lawn, I cut his head off. True story. Cut his head off, beheaded St. Joseph. The house sold that day. So, not recommending that. Okay, just saying it worked for me. Sorry, Joseph, sorry. But, you know, it's really funny, the lives of the saints. When we look at their lives, they have this beautiful sense of humor. I don't have to tell you that you and I live in a world that is very, very difficult indeed. It's very difficult indeed. And we need humor, I think, not only to not quite take ourselves too seriously, but to get through the world. Because you know, when somebody has humor, you know what that does? It gives the other people in the family permission to talk. It gives them a freedom to talk. Or as Pope Benedict XVI said, in my opinion, arguably the most underestimated pope in modern times. He said, sometimes God gives you a nudge in the ribs and says, don't take yourself so seriously. He's right. You know, those of you in the back of the church, for those of our good Catholics in the back of the church, If you look on that panel, the second panel up there in the stained glass window on this side, you'll notice there's two popes in that stained glass window up there. So one of the popes up there is Pope John the 23rd. Does anybody remember John the 23rd? So now Saint John the 23rd, by the way, his body is incorrupt. He never corrupted, died in 1963, he's in the Vatican. And so the reason he's in that stained glass window is because he was the Pope when they laid the cornerstone of this church in 1962. How do I say this politely? So Pope John had a wide girth. He was a kind of rotund, to borrow his own words. And as a young pope, or as a young bishop, he used to get on the horse, his horse, and go ride around and see these parishes. So one day he was visiting this parish and he was leaving and was getting back on the horse. And this woman said, "Bishop, we're praying for you." And he said, "Don't pray for me, pray for my horse." And so later as Pope, he was once asked the question. He said, "Holy Father, how many people actually work at the Vatican?" And his response was, "About half." Some of you may have heard of one of my favorite saints, Blessed Miguel Pro, arguably, in my opinion, one of the most awesome saints of the last century. In the 1920s in Mexico, 1927 to 29, the president of Mexico at the time, President Calles, he killed thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of priests and nuns. Thousands. And so they were hunting down all these priests. Same thing happened, by the way, in England in the 16th century under Queen Elizabeth. They were having mass underground, looking for priests. So Miguel Pro, this young priest in his late 20s, every day he would dress up in a new disguise. So one day he was a milkman, the next day he was a mechanic, the next day he was a mailman, and so on. And one day he actually dressed up as a policeman looking for Miguel Pro. And so he was known to have this beautiful, beautiful sense of humor. Awesome priest. In fact, when they finally arrested him, they brought him before the firing squad, and he's dressed to the nines, and he puts his arms out like this, and he says in Spanish, "Que viva Cristo Rey." Long live Christ the King. If you go on YouTube tonight, you can watch that execution. They filmed it. They filmed it. With the hope of putting terror in the hearts of the people. You know what happened? The exact opposite. It inspired them. Totally backfired against the president. Miguel Pro, one of the patron saints of humor, that we don't take ourselves quite so seriously. It's important that we are able to laugh, folks. We need more humor in the world, I think. In fact, I would agree with Aristotle, who said that when somebody can poke fun at themselves, that is a sign of maturity and moral character. Yeah, I got a lot to work on. I'm trying, man. You know what? I'm trying. And sometimes growing in the spiritual life, I always say it's like starting an old lawnmower, right? You ever go out to start an old lawnmower? Like, right? You get it going and then it stops. We think, I'm doing pretty good in this spiritual growth. And then one day we're like, okay, well, let's try it again tomorrow. That's usually how it goes for many of us. The important thing is we don't get discouraged. So I'll close with this. You know, as funny as it sounds, a lot of people think their priests were born with a collar on. Like from the time I was 2 years old, you had a collar on. And like, it's sometimes hard for them to understand that we actually had a life before we went to seminary, that we're normal people. Every single priest I've ever known, and every nun I've known, most of them, would agree that in most convents and most seminaries, they're constantly doing practical jokes back and forth. They got a good sense of humor, most of these people. So one of my buddies, when I was in the seminary, he knows that I love M&Ms. So one day I get up early in the morning, I go to get my toothbrush out of the medicine cabinet, open up the medicine cabinet, 10,000 M&Ms come falling out all over the place. And all I could think was, I'm going to kill that guy. I'm going to kill him. So I returned the favor, he returned the favor, I returned the favor. This went on for a full year, okay, back and forth. Until finally, he hates anchovies. I love anchovies, he hates anchovies. So I got the keys to his room from the maintenance man. I broke in, no kidding. I put an anchovy on his toothbrush, okay? With full malice and forethought, I did this. Took me a long time to think of that. So I didn't say anything. I closed the door, locked it back. I'm in morning prayer. He comes and sits next to me, and he just leans over and says, "You're going down, little man." So could not sleep well for some time. We can't take ourselves quite too seriously. We have to be able to laugh at life and realize that every moment is a gift. None of us can get time back, but when we can laugh at life, we appreciate it.